Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Boldy, let's start with the good with these New York teams. Finally, we saw it. I was thinking of you watching that game Sunday. You were ahead of this, saying start them in week two. Why wait? Well, the Giants did wait, and I guess better late than never. Boy, how were you? How'd you feel about Jackson Dart and his NFL debut as a starter?
I loved him. You know, because you saw what he did to the team. Right off the bat, he energized the entire team. And so he just brings that quality the way he conducts himself. But to go 89 yards on the opening drive and, you know, the 15-yard quarterback draw right up the middle behind Scatterboo, like that was the crowd never stopped buzzing from that moment on. And so then, you know, he extended plays because he is a very good runner. He was a good runner when he was at Ole Miss. He ran really hard, probably ran too much, but he has that ability. He made some good throws in the middle of the field. Not a lot, but enough to kind of, you know, telling Slayton to come back to the ball here. I got you. It's third and 11 here. Let's get this first down. Let's hang on to the ball. You know, he really was a general out there. I mean, I don't want to get carried away, but he took care of the football. He moved the football. He played smart. You know, you couldn't ask for anything more for a debut. And, you know, you hope that he just grows from here. But that was an awesome debut. And against a really, really well-coached, good football team.
Yeah, and that's what's even more encouraging. Chargers, obviously, very buttoned up. What'd you see with his eyes? I mean, obviously, we know his legs can move and he's got a pretty good arm. But in terms of seeing things and I don't know how many different times he actually went through progressions, but what did you see on the tape?
Yeah, you know, he made a couple throws in the middle of the field where, you know, he's stepping up to avoid pressure. Ali, obviously, Tui Peloto had a great game. He was on him quite a bit. But, you know, to step up and to see the middle of the field, Theo Johnson for a first down, to see, you know, I mean, when, you know, a couple other guys that were there, you know. I thought he saw the field real well. And yeah. I thought he threw the ball hard. And he doesn't have a fear factor when he makes a throw. Mm-hmm. Like, he throws the ball with confidence. And he puts a little juice behind it. And so, you know, Malik Nabers, he hit him in the middle of the field, you know, for a first down. Like, I thought he saw the field real well. And some of those throws in the middle of the field are dangerous throws. But he didn't make a lot of them. But, you know, I thought he cleared the soup, the guys up front, you know, to get a good vision at the target.
What did you think, Baldy, of the scheme, play calling? Did you notice with your professional eyes any limitations that Dable or Kafka may have had on young quarterback Jackson Dart?
No, I didn't. In fact, you know, the shovel pass to Theo Johnson, I mean, it's just good ball mechanics by him. You know, I mean, a lot of people rush that play and they don't set it up right and you got to be a little patient, let it develop. I thought he did all those little things on that play. You know, so I thought from a standpoint of just schematics, that defense, I mean, I've seen that defense, you know, defend 16 passes against the Raiders a couple weeks ago, beat Patrick Mahomes in Brazil. Like, I've seen that Denver Bronco offense, you saw it last night. Mm. Like, that's a good offense. And, you know, that and that defense, like, took it to those guys, you know, and won the game in the fourth quarter. They had a chance to win it again. They were down 10, and they couldn't do it. You know, we'll get to the defense, but I thought they did a good job of controlling the clock. You know, they got 42 runs. That's impressive. It's not necessarily how many yards, but you got 42 runs A lot of them, you know, converted on third downs and hanging on to the football and playing keep away from an explosive offense.
Speaking of the runs, does Scatterbo remind you of anybody over the years?
You know, that guy that, you know, used to carry the ball in Tampa, maybe, you know.
Allstott?
Yeah. Yeah, like he's a smaller version, but he's a powerful Allstott. You know, I feel like, but he is a powerful guy. You can just tell, like, even on his blocks, his pass protection, the lead block on the touchdown run, like, he brings power, whether he's got the ball in his hands or not. And guys feel, you see guys get moved out of the way when he hits them. And then he's just a tough guy to tackle. You know, he's spinning. He stays on his feet. He's got contact balance. Like, he's just getting started. But I thought that was a good debut as well.
You know, Baldy, you mentioned the defense here, and Insider Calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. We're talking with Brian Baldinger. You mentioned the defense. That, to me, was what this defense should have looked like from the beginning. You saw Burns. You saw Carter in his right position. You saw your guy, Sexy Dex, with that big pick after batting the balls down all afternoon. What'd you make of this Giants defense?
Well, that's what I was waiting for, but they were playing with the lead. You know, and they could kind of tee off a little bit. That makes a difference. You're not playing from behind. You know, and that's a good, like, that offense has evolved. It's now a very good passing offense. But Herbie's is a tough guy to get down to the ground. And to see the hits that Abdul put on him, now it helps that, you know, Joe Alt went out of the game and Mekhi Becton wasn't in. And they got to the backups. Okay, so what? Like, a lot of guys are playing their backups. But they abused them up front. I mean, between Kayvon, Bernsey, and Abdul, they had 12 quarterback hits. Like, we haven't seen that from any other team this year. And then, you know, Dexter to get the big play. And he was a factor, too. Like, it wasn't just those three. Dexter, not just the interception, but he was a real factor inside. And I felt like his ability to push the pocket changed things a lot with his ability.
So Boldy, eventually, you know, and you're going to have to get a few more players here on the back end, but, like, what is the one position, what is the one thing that you think that can transform the Giants defense from, like, really good to maybe the best in the league with all those pass rushers? What else do they truly need?
Well, I mean, if you had a Patrick Surtain, I mean, if you just had a shutdown corner, which they don't have, but if you had a true shutdown corner where you could go, okay, you know, there's Quentin Johnston, I'm going to lock him up.
Yeah.
You know, I just saw Quinyon Mitchell just lock up Emeka Abuka the other day in Tampa. I mean, just shut him down. I mean, he got one play loose, but it wasn't against him.
Sauce couldn't do that. Sauce couldn't do that 2 weeks ago.
Well, I mean, Sauce had Waller last night in the end zone. He couldn't, you know, yep. He got beat.
Yeah.
No, but it just, I'm talking about a guy that gets his hands on a lot of footballs. I mean, Sauce isn't getting his hands on any footballs. But I'm talking about guys that get in the passing lane and, you know, I mean, a true shutdown corner. There's not a lot of them. But when you have one, you really start to learn how to use them and to put them in key situations.
You think the Giants could be a decent football team here?
Yeah, I do. I mean, look, it's unfortunate that Malik goes down. He's their best offensive player. But, you know, you just watch Andrew Thomas play the other day. He doesn't have a single bad play. Not one bad play. Now, that's a good defense. We didn't have a bad play. He shut guys down. So I feel like, okay, if they could just keep that thing together up front, all right, the tight ends got more involved. They're going to have to cobble this thing together without Malik because he's so good with the ball in the air, his jump ball ability, and after the catch. And that's unfortunate because you want to see what Stafford has with Puka Nacua. You know, what we saw Mahomes do with Xavier Worthy the other day. You want to see that relationship just flourish in key spots. They don't have that now. So that's unfortunate. But, you know, somebody else is going to get a chance to step up now. And so who knows who comes out of the rafters that might be able to, you know, build that relationship with Jackson.
Yeah, for sure. All right, we got to at least get a quick thought on the Jets here. I mean, more penalties, missed tackles. I think Wilkes has been horrendous as a DC. They don't have any discipline right now. I mean, it's just schematically, just in terms of just doing the fundamentals, the Jets are lost. What are you seeing?
Well, I mean, look, the three fumbles, you know, you go right down the field. They run the ball right down their throats, and Braylon Allen's going in. He gets the ball punched out. You know, I mean, they lose. Just the simple things. Like, can they actually run a pre-snap motion without some pre-snap penalty? Like, it's infuriating. Like, I watch Kansas City and San Francisco.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Cisco and these teams motion shift every play, and there's no penalty.
Well, whose fault is it? Whose fault is it?
Well, I mean, something's going on in practice where they're not paying attention, and they're just not, because you can't, you can't just do that in a game. You're doing that in practice, or it's not being officiated properly in practice. But that's a big part of any offense, is manipulating the defense with pre-snap motions and shifts, and see everybody do it.
Uh-huh.
You know, Mason Taylor, Garrett Wilson, they're all guilty. It was horrible.
Lazard did it. Yeah, Lazard, yep.
I mean, I'm watching the punt returner field the ball at the two.
Oh,
I mean, stuff that you would say in high school would be a dumb play. Like, what are you fielding the ball at the two-yard line for? Like, that ball, you just let that ball bounce. You know, can they get a returner that doesn't put the ball on the ground? Like, some of these things are just simple personnel decisions, and they can't get that right guy in there.
Is that coaching, though, or personnel decisions?
Well, it's both. I mean, the coach probably has some sort of final say on who's going to go back there and return the kicks and the punts. But those are two blatant errors that really cost him field position last night. But, you know, the offensive line didn't play poorly. Like, they actually can run block pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
And they had a good day, you know, and Justin Fields did not play poorly. Like, the fumble was bad. Like, that's a careless mistake on his part. But he threw the ball pretty well. He had the big run for 41 yards for a touchdown, get him back in a game. I thought the offensive pass interference on Garrett was a horrible call. Like, there's just some hand-to-hand combat that goes on in this business. That's Rasul Douglas. He's a big corner. He's 6'3". He doesn't run that well. Garrett separated from him. I thought that was a bad call. I'm not making excuses for the Jets, but I thought Garrett, you know, he's the one-star player they have, and he looked like it last night.
I thought that was a penalty, as I would respectfully disagree, but obviously you know a ton of more about this than I do. I thought they missed a couple of late hits on Justin Fields. I thought the refs were bad. Tippmann's helmet got ripped off, but those are excuses. Like, the Jets are just not playing well. But all the film that you watch and all the receivers that you watch, just, you know, Garrett Wilson with an average, since he got here, subpar passing game and no other wide receiver that's a threat. I mean, he's a superstar, right? Like, he's not a star. He's a superstar.
No, he's Puka Nacua. He's what Puka's doing. If you had Devontae opposite him and a quarterback and an offensive, or he's Amon-Ra St. Brown. I mean, he's getting 100 catches, and he's scoring 10, 12 touchdowns. And, you know, there's going to be days when he gets targeted. Like, I was just doing the Rams game on Sunday. He got targeted 15 times. And, you know, they just kept going to him because, like, he kept winning. You know, in every part of the field, down the field, you know, little box cuts, little third and two, little pivot routes. What he wins all the time, and that's what Garrett can do.
Imagine the Jets had, you know, Devontae Adams paired with Garrett Wilson with a quarterback who's been proven in the league before. I feel like that was be great if that happened. Boldy, last one. We mentioned him a little bit before with Sauce Gardner. I've been saying since last year he's overrated. What are you seeing from Sauce Gardner?
Well, he's got one interception in the last 3 years. Okay. He's not getting his hands on footballs. Like, it starts with just getting in the passing lane and defending passes. You know, I mean, as a rookie, he led the league in passes defensed with, I think, 21 or something like that. And he was crazy good. And he just, I'm not talking to, you know, to Sauce. I mean, I don't see him on a regular basis. I used to, but I'm not up there very much anymore. He doesn't carry himself the same confidence that he once did. You could just tell that he's not dictating what these receivers are doing. He's just sort of reacting. And even the play where Waller goes up, you know, in the back of the end zone there, there's still time to get that ball out of his hands.
Yes.
Like, okay, he's 6'6". He's Waller. You know, he came out of retirement, whatever. But there's still time to strip that ball. Mm-hmm. You can't just let him come down with it. Like, that's a play that Sauce can make with his length. That's why he was the first corner. Give me a long corner that can run. Like, that's a play that he can make there in the back of that end zone.
And
that's
the way,
a fourth and four play.
It's fourth down.
Yep. You defend that pass. It's 3-0. You got the ball, and you're going the other direction.
Yeah, and if you don't strip it, you could push him out of bounds. I thought I was dumb, but since we're talking about Sauce, here's what I don't get. So his rookie year, he was all pro, and he was very handsy, and they let him get away with it as a rookie. He's still very handsy. Now they're throwing the flags. Why are they officiating? I'm not making an excuse. I think he's overrated. But why are they seemingly officiating him differently?
I don't have the answer for that, because every crew is different, and every crew calls different penalties, and there's 17 crews out there. So I don't know, but he's always been a guy that liked to grab jerseys. You know, and so you got to win with your feet. You got to win with your feet and your eyes, and you got to read routes. You got to get better at other areas where, you know, you talk to some corners who've been around the league a long time. Stephon Gilmore, guys that know how to read routes, like, okay, by this cut split, they're only going to do this. And once you sort of get ahead of it, and that's what Surtain does, once you sort of get ahead of it, you can kind of anticipate where the ball is going, where it's coming out, and who they're going to, and you can play the route and the ball with your feet better than having to sort of grab and maintain that distance where you want to stay close to that guy.
Thanks, Baldy. We'll talk to you next week. Appreciate it as always.
Yeah. Okay, guys. You got it, man.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.